The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1722. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Tammuz in Tovshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to, with great titles here, David Nosson Sheyichya Shalom Ubracha. Was lesser. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Ubracha. And the Rebbe says that it was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the day of redemption and the auspicious day of Yud Gimel Tammuz, of the 13th day of Tammuz that just passed. And you are writing about my opinion, whether you should publicize the opinion of those who prohibit tzitzis made with a machine. You know, this has been an issue. The tzitzit that you make need to be done lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah. And there is a debate amongst the codifiers whether tzitzis made by a machine are kosher, whether they are considered lishma. Of course, the machine has a person there watching them do it, so maybe that could be considered lishma. It's a whole debate. So the Rebbe says like this. So he's asking the Rebbe, should he publicize the opinion of those who prohibit it? So the Rebbe says, although that there are several of the later, great later ones that are stringent about it, and the Rebbe quotes the Shailos V'Tshuvos Divrei Chaim, Ramash, Machz Avrom, those are the codifiers that prohibit it. But it is also known that on the other hand, there were many of the later rabbis that were more lenient and permitted it. The Rebbe references again Shailos V'Tshuvos Chesed L'Avrom, Tiferes Yosef. But mainly the Rebbe says there was a actual ruling. As far as they were pressed, they were Rebbe Rashab, who was, and this was for practical. You know, when a ruling is not just academic, but this was something which was applicable to the acts over there about the tzitzis. So the Rebbe Rashab, the father of my father-in-law with the titles, he said that it was okay. So therefore, according to my view, it isn't worthy to go ahead and make a decision to either side, you know, to go ahead either side, especially that the ruling of the Rebbe Rashab was practical, and therefore the Rebbe says don't get involved in it. No, of course, when you can, we're all careful to only wear regular tzitzis that are made fully by man. But you see, most of the cotton tzitzis they sell in the stores, the cheap ones, are all machine made. But the Rebbe is not advocating to wear those tzitzis, but rather not to publicize a prohibition one side of the other, especially that the Rebbe ruled that it was okay. Furthermore, the Rebbe adds that people might say that your declarations, your announcements are just stringencies alone. They're not really applicable if you are going to emphasize something which is debatable, and therefore people will say also the other details with regards to this subject are merely stringencies or perfections for those who are Mahadrim and Amahadrim. So the Rebbe says don't get involved in that. The Rebbe also is adding the write-up that has been published for the days of Geula and Segula, the redemption and auspicious days of Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you also have the pamphlet that has been published for those days, and you should give it, make sure that the community will benefit from it. In other words, share it with the community with that booklet, with blessings for a healthy summer, both physical and spiritual. And this is an idea that a lot of times you say, if you are over stringent about something, then sometimes it can be actually lead to leniency. In this case, if you want to lead a stringency and people will misinterpret it and say, oh, what this person is saying are just stringencies, and that would affect in other areas, and especially in this case, as the Rebbe Rashab ruled that it was okay, so the Rebbe suggested that his opinion, he should stay, he shouldn't do that.